You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's attacking us. He wants us all dead. He's controlling us. And, you know, we are foolish because we invite the government and Satan's minions into our lives. We do it with our contracts with the government. We're told not to make alliances with foreign gods. Well, what do you think that the government is a foreign god? We're told not to worship Satan's system. And what do you think that these big corporate 501c3 government organizations are? They're licensed and exist at the pleasure of the state. We're told not to bow down and worship other gods, but we worship the modern medical industrial complex. That's the word I was looking for, complex. And boy, they are complex. They want us dead with their palliative care, their hospice care, and their standard allopathic medicine care. If it wasn't for the First Amendment, it's one of the very few things we have left in this country. I wouldn't even be able to tell you these things. So, marriage. He's attacking families. Satan hates families. He's got us so screwed up, we don't even know what a man and a woman is. Most people don't know that there are only two genders. It takes a man and a woman, and only after they're married, they're supposed to produce children. It's a blessing from God. That's where those children come from. The wife is a helpmeet. Let's take a look at Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him," or a helpmeet. And Genesis 2:18, that was New King James. In the Young Living Translation, it says, "And Jehovah God said, not good for the man to be alone. I do make to him an helper as his counterpart." Well, Satan is destroying that bond that's a marriage. That marriage comes with one man and one woman. Satan's destroying our families. 50% of marriages today end in divorce. 75% of women in the United States have lived with a partner without being married by the age of 30. 3 out of 4 before they're 30, they've shacked up with other men already. And the men, they're like a bunch of wild dogs running around. Satan's, the CDC stats from 2016, the birth rates for unmarried women are 43.9 births per 1,000 unmarried women aged 15 to 44 years. Here's a fact for you. Couples that live together before they marry have a 33% higher rate of divorce than those who waited to live together until after they were married. That's right. Violate God's law and pull a curse down on yourself. You're 33% higher divorce rate among couples that commit fornication and shack up without marriage. 1 out of 3 unmarried couples stay together without a marriage, and 27% of them dissolve. Just go away. In a biblical marriage, you enter into a covenant with God that has him in the center in a marriage. That's why it lasts, or is supposed to last longer, because God is in charge.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.